We did that this year. Yes. We took $2.5 million from fund balance to help balance the budget, in addition to delaying a lot of capital projects from UTACs. This is, again, not an entire budget, but just we thought we would continue that practice. And then as the pension costs go up, we would take that from fund balance so that we're not shrinking city government just to pay for increased pension costs.
The fund balance is currently about $90 million, or about 22% of the city's general fund and utility tax fund revenues. Next fiscal year, Iorio proposes decreasing the fund balance to 20% and then to 16%, or $66 million, by 2011. Iorio blamed, in part, the state legislature for reducing funding options for cities and counties.
I think one of the unintended consequences of all of this tax reform and discussion over the past couple of years from Tallahassee and Amendment 1 and everything that's put constraints on local government is that no one has stopped to figure out how counties and cities are going to replenish their fund balances.
Iorio told all seven members of the Tampa City Council who gathered for the budget briefing that they could work together as a team to improve the city's fiscal situation by limiting the pay raises given to city employees to a more reasonable amount.
We are in a deep recession, and frankly, our rate of pay raises across the board is too high and they don't mesh with the times that we're in. I want to do whatever it takes so that we can, one, get to the point where everyone makes the same cost of living, and two, that we reduce this pay, these tremendous pay increases, because it means we have to keep shrinking the size of city government. And as all you know, we're running out of ways to shrink the size of city government.
Since fiscal year 2005, city employees in five categories received cost of living increases in pay, or COLA, ranging from 2.5% to 3.5%. The five groups are members of the fire union, police union, general employee union, supervisors, and managers. They also have received different merit pay raises over that same time. The city is in contract negotiations with the General Employee Union, the ATU, and Iorio said the union and city have agreed to terms. But the ATU wants a multi-year contract, which Iorio says won't happen anytime soon in the city.
Three-year contracts just don't make sense in this fiscal environment. We've got to look at it year by year, so we're no longer going to have multi-year union contracts. It's going to be 1 year for police, fire, ATU.
Mayor Iorio also suggested saving money in the short term by restructuring debt on the city parking garages, paying them off by 2038 instead of 2021. Without the refinancing, debt service alone would cost the city's parking division more than $6.5 million by 2011, Iorio said.
With the original debt service and doing nothing, in 2010, the parking fund will have a $2 million deficit, an 11 of almost $6 million. And in 12, a 6.4. The next page is if Bonnie is able to refinance the debt, and we also take that $5 million that we have in reserve that we had hoped to use to build another garage and instead use it to balance the budget. And then in, even with a restructuring of debt, in 2011, we'll have a $600,000 deficit, and in 2012, a 3.7.
City Council member Charlie Miranda suggested using some of the available fund balance to pay down the parking debt instead. His colleague, Mary Mulhern, suggested that the reserve fund could be drawn down even more than the 15% proposed by Mayor Iorio.
I want it at least to be considered, and I thought it's interesting because no one supported me on that last year, but as you heard, Mr. Miranda thought it might be a good idea to use some of that reserve for debt services, which is exactly the sort of thing that I'd like to see happen. And that's good, too, because he's coming up with some proactive things.
Mulhern did not rule out Iorio's idea of reining in city employee raises and is pleased that city council is involved in the budget process already this year.
It's really too early to say what we're going to do about salaries and budgets, but I think that we're in a different economy, much different than we were even when we approved last year's budget and came to agreement or disagreement on the firefighters' contract. So I think everything, we're starting fresh, and it's good. I'm glad that she's presenting it to us early, and she's hearing from us, too, about what our concerns are going to be.